You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The fast-track application for the North West Busway project has been halted over a dispute between Auckland Council and the New Zealand Transport Agency. The agency has alleged that council planners are not aligned with council leadership. Funding could be paused for the business association Heart of the City following mass resignations from the organisation and calls for an audit. And Mayor Wayne Brown says underestimated disaster recovery costs are partly to blame for Auckland Council setting higher rates this year. He has called for a sustainable national approach to be put in place before another major disaster that encompasses a coordinated government and insurance industry response. For City Counselling this week, I asked Councillor Shane Henderson about all of these topics. I started by asking about why progress on the North West Busway has been halted.
Yeah, there were some disagreements between NZTA and Council over consenting issues, but I've been in touch with both sides on the situation. And just so to let the listeners know, it's all being worked through and it's all hunky-dory. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get through that. This is a fast-track process, so it's something quite unusual for the city, and there's been some very tight timeframes on the council side to look at consenting issues as well. So that's become a bit of an issue, but, you know, it's all good. Everything's being worked through, so we're all pretty happy with it. It's going to take a little bit more time.
Will it still be going ahead under the fast-track process?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I got to say that council are huge supporters, as am I, of the project. So yeah, look, it's going to be all good. We just got to work out the details.
And I want to ask about the project itself. How important do you think this project is for Auckland?
Oh, it's hugely important. So transport, of course, is a network. So whenever we get congestion off one part of it, that affects the whole network and it helps the entire city. We have an interim busway on the northwest right now, and I'm currently on it, and it's fantastic, and it's been hugely successful in West Auckland. But it's still people disembarking buses on a motorway off-ramp. And so we've got to bring this up to a standard that it can actually be future-proof long-term. And so this is a huge project for the city, and I'm just so happy to support it.
And I want to turn now to ask about the Heart of the City dispute. How concerned are you about that organisation?
Yeah, goodness me. It is a really frustrating and concerning situation. Every couple of weeks we get something new in the media about it. I can just reassure people that council staff are working with Heart of the City to investigate all these claims and all these situations that are happening and kind of trying to reach an agreed path forward. Because the bigger picture here is we've got to support the city centre, its economic development and its residents and fantastic events, all these kind of things. So we can't really afford to have these kind of distractions in these difficult situations. So, yeah, we're working on it.
Do you think funding should be paused to the organisation as it is?
Yeah, no decision has been made on that at the moment. Didn't discontinue or withhold funding. But we're sort of working through all this process, so I'm hoping that we'll find a bit more clarity through in the next few weeks when things shake out.
And how important do you think Heart of the City is to Auckland?
Yeah, so as discussed, the Heart of the City is kind of the business arm representation of the city centre, and so that's hugely important for all of Auckland. A lot of us work there, a lot of us visit things there, and we have more and more residents in the city centre as well. So it has to be functional, it has to be rocking for our city to succeed. And, you know, so that's our focus on the council, is to get to that point. We need to move past personalities, I think, and we need to move forward.
And the Mayor says disaster recovery costs are contributing to the rates increase for Auckland this year. Do you agree with this?
Yeah, I agree that the Mayor has come out and said that council cannot be the last resort funder for these things going forward, simply because we've put in about $2 billion in this program to recover the city from the huge storms and the disaster that we faced. And, you know, I'm actually proud of that, the work that we've done there, because, you know, I think most Aucklanders understand that we need to help our fellow Aucklander and help us all get through the situation. The important thing is that figure doesn't include sales. So there can be a point where we can buy and then resell by fixing it up. We can do that, and that can be recovered. So, you know, so that's kind of a raw figure. But the thing is, look, we need to help people. But the situation is, like, the mayor is quite correct around the council can't be the last resort funding going forward, I'm sure.
On that point of council being the last resort funding, what is the solution to this? The mayor suggested there needs to be a stronger national recovery plan. Is that something that would make a difference?
Yeah, governments need to step up, I think, because this is a nationally significant situation when these things happen. And so, yeah, I agree with the mayor on central government stepping in. And also the insurance sector needs to look at their practices, and I'm sure they are, because they will need to step in as well. It can't just be council. We don't have the budget, the balance sheet for this kind of stuff. So that's where we're at.
And how much of an issue do you think this will be going forward? I know climate change is always going to be a major factor, but do you think this is something that requires a serious looking at?
Yeah, I find it quite disappointing that climate change hasn't really come through as one of the main narratives around that storm. And it's understandable, we're all focused on the recovery and trying to get people back on their feet, so I get that. But we need to not lose sight of the fact that climate change will mean more storms. It will mean more unpredictable weather in all directions. And so we need to step up our game and try and get ahead of it. Because, you know, it's fairly widely known that we weren't ahead of it before the storm. Hopefully we're in a much better place now, but we've got to keep looking for this, yeah.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on progress for the North West Busway being halted, a potential funding pause for Heart of the City, and the Mayor saying disaster recovery costs are contributing to a rates increase this year.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.